loud singing heard to the ends of the heavens and the earth. Psalm 81, verses 1 to 3. To the chief musician upon Githith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm. Bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. I want to look first of all at the strength of this song. There must be no curtailment. There must be no concealment. There must be no conclusion. This is the everlasting song. Secondly, note the accompaniment of the song. Take a psalm. Not the song of man, but the song of God. Bring hither the timbrels. Start up the dancing. Exodus chapter 15, 21. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." Thirdly, the author of the song, the Holy Spirit of God. He put a new song in our mouths, even praise unto our God. This caused a spiritual epidemic and brought the whole camp into melody. The joy of the Lord becomes their strength. Surely it is high time to wake out of our sleep. This psalm is an awakening call to all the sleepyhead. Awake, awake, and sing with a loud voice. Yea, sing without ceasing. The time of appointment has arrived. The new moon has had its advent. The calendar of appointment is upon us all. Bask in the shining of God's face. This day and every day.